In this bulletin, Venezuela's military recognizes a new acting leader. Australia's Venezuelan community hope for freedom and democracy for loved ones abroad. And in cricket, England dominate day one of the final Ashes test in Sydney. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Angelica Waite. Venezuela's military has recognised Delcy Rodriguez as the country's acting leader. Venezuela's Defence Minister Vladimir Padino López says the country's Supreme Court ruling appoints Ms. Rodriguez as acting president for 90 days. He also used his televised address to condemn the capture of Nicolas Maduro and his wife by US troops over the weekend, and he called for their immediate release. Mr. López says the US strikes on Venezuela constitutes a threat to global geopolitical stability.
We activate, throughout the entire National Geographic space, an imperfect popular military-police fusion, the complete operational readiness posture, in order to integrate the elements of the national power in the mission of confronting imperial aggression, forming a single combat bloc to ensure the freedom, independence, and sovereignty of the nation. This represents a serious threat against the global order. If today it is against Venezuela, tomorrow it can be against any state, any country.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has defended the U.S. operation in Venezuela that led to the arrest of the country's longtime leader Nicolas Maduro, saying congressional authorization was not required. President Maduro is in a New York detention center waiting to face drug charges from the Department of Justice after President Donald Trump ordered the raid to capture him. Donald Trump says the U.S. will take control of the oil-producing nation. Marco Rubio said the aim was to improve the lives of Venezuelan people.
Everyone knows I'm pretty involved on politics in this hemisphere. Obviously, as Secretary of State and National Security Advisor, very involved in all these elements. The Department of War plays a very important role here, along with the Department of Justice, for example, because they're the ones that have to go to court. So this is a team effort by the entire national security apparatus of our country, but it is running this policy. And the goal of the policy is to see changes in Venezuela that are beneficial to the United States, first and foremost, because that's who we work for, but also, we believe, beneficial for the people of Venezuela.
The Venezuelan Association of Australia says their community is hoping that the removal of President Nicolas Maduro results in a more democratic Venezuela. President of the association, Genesis Lindstrom, says her family are thankfully safe after the US strikes on Venezuela, after they were woken at 2 a.m. by the sound of explosions. She says her community has varied opinions on the US military intervention, but they ultimately hope this can provide their home country an opportunity to rebuild.
Honestly, it was a little bit shocking for me. It's a lot more complex than saying you support it or not. But what we do call for is for a democratic transition of power, something that we have been fighting for two decades. We are now calling for the liberation of political prisoners, around 1,000 people, including teenagers, that are imprisoned unjustly and kept in inhumane conditions.
Severe heatwave warnings have been issued for large parts of the country, with temperatures forecast to top 40 degrees Celsius in at least four states in the coming days. The Bureau of Meteorology has issued warnings for parts of New South Wales, Victoria, Western Australia, South Australia, Tasmania and the ACT, which will remain in effect until Wednesday. The Bureau predicts temperatures reaching 40 degrees and above will be felt in New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia and Western Australia. They are warning of the potential heat impact on more vulnerable members of the community, including older Australians, babies, children, pregnant and breastfeeding women, and people with medical conditions. And in cricket, England have enjoyed one of their best days of the Ashes series after a 154-run stand between Joe Root and Harry Brook drove them to 211 for three on day one of the last test. Play was called off early due to the weather conditions. At 3-1 down in what has mostly been a miserable series for the tourists, nothing England can do will prevent Australia from lifting the own in triumph at the end of the series. However, their two best batsmen finally combined for a meaningful contribution, with Brook 78 not out and Root unbeaten on 72. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Angelica Waite.